Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, it's your favorite president. You know, the guy that can actually still count and stand upright. And I approve this message.
Jesus wept, which I have never done, by the way. Never wept, not a weeper, not a crybaby. So the wall, the big, beautiful wall, was finished on the 25th day of the month. Finished in just 52 days. Everybody said I couldn't do it, but I did. And our enemies were shocked, believe me. And the Babylonians paid for it. Do not cut the hair at the sides of your head, but rather let it grow long and golden and swirl it across the top. In my father's house are many rooms, just like Mar-a-Lago. Rooms worth a lot more than $18 million, let me tell you that. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news, not the fake news like CNN. They're terrible, folks, they're terrible. King Nebuchadnezzar made a golden idol. It was so small, only 60 cubits high. That's what they said. So much smaller than my towers, which is sad when you think about it. Vengeance is mine on my first day back in office, saith Donald Trump. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field. So clever, folks. Lion Lucifer, I like to call him. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So much winning, folks. Everybody says so.
And now, Times Square, it's That Kevin Show.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Damas.
Of course That Kevin Show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be That Donald Show. But we don't have that, so we have That Kevin Show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Is there such a thing as the Islamic flags of America? Jacqueline Toboroff weighs in. Sketch comedy from Penn Holderness and the Babylon Bee. Linda McMahon is fighting for your small business. We'll also take a look at some travel fun. And in the spotlight, Teddy from Times Square, where just this week, New York's First Lady of Hospitality tried to talk him into a new career as Mr. Met. Here's
the... Well, it seemed like maybe kind of the perfect job. Get to put on a fun outfit, get to head off to the ball game every night, and you get a free of course it is the Mets, but you know, you get to run around. And then I found out it actually paid more than this job, and I couldn't handle the pressure. Kidding. $65,000 if you want to be the New York Met, Mr. Met. And I guess they have a Ms. Met. Although I'm curious about this, if the person that feels like they can identify as Ms. Met is actually a man, do they have to, are they required to have him? Do you know anything about that, Dave?
Nope, haven't heard anything.
No? Well, we'll find out. Anyway, it should be interesting. In a day of confused, hold on 1 second. That Kevin Show mug, we're mugging you tonight. Have you registered? ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. We're going to announce a winner in seg 4. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. Put mug in the subject line and then tell us if you want the black one with the white logo or the white one with the black logo. But anyway, we're going to give one of those away grateful to have that opportunity. Speaking of identity, you've seen the hot mess that our college campuses have been in throughout this last few weeks. You've got kids largely trying to hide their identity with masks and helmets. Some of them cut up plastic garbage cans and tried to rush police lines. That was kind of interesting. Didn't work out well for any of them. And you saw kind of an unchallenged week go by of these people chanting the worst things. We are all Hamas. No, we're not. Don't say that on my doorstep. That might evoke a reaction from me. I'm not Hamas. I'm not going to be identified with them, but we are Hamas. They had gas the Jews. That was a fun one. Death to America, classic anti-freedom chant. And something happened about Wednesday afternoon. And I don't know exactly what. Well, I mean, everybody had a shot at it. Elon Musk said, hey, I've got an idea. Everybody that wants to take the American flag down and put up the other flag, why don't we fly them to the country of the flag they chose and require them to live there, at least for a period of time? Yeah, I didn't see anybody taking him up on that offer. I thought it was a pretty good idea. That Elon, sometimes he has some good ideas. And then you saw from that kind of, hey, let's push back against this a little bit. And this movement did start to roll into the weekend. You had college campus after college campus. Now, you've had feckless administrators, USC, we're going to cancel commencement. UCLA doing nothing to stop the violence there. Columbia, the president there, had to be begged to finally call in those that could do something about it. And then once they did, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez jumps on the TV screen. Well, I hope that all of the protesters are safe. You weren't too concerned about them being safe when they were beating people with extended rods and sticks on the UCLA campus, Alexandra. You weren't concerned for them at all, who they were beating up. You just didn't want your little Marxist boys to get beat up. Well, there was even a better response than the police being brought in. And that was at the University of North Carolina, at several universities throughout the South, including University of Mississippi. You had Ole Miss. You had schools in Texas. You had schools across the country where this started to happen. Yeah. Land of the free and the home of the brave, baby. We actually stand for things in the United States. We're not just led by the whims of Marxist billionaires who think that it's their time to, you know, bring back Lenin and Stalin and Marx and you know, force them upon our society. You had, and it was interesting. Because this week, Megyn Kelly, of all people, asked the question, why are all the protesters so ugly? And they are. You look at them, they're people that have been rejected and thrown away by everybody else. Maybe it's because they don't shower, they stink, and they have terrible ideas. I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's a constitutional guarantee that everybody gets friends. But if you notice the thing about these lads, they are young, they are in top physical shape. They are boisterous. They are manly, and they are out there singing the Star Spangled Banner to these terrorist loving pieces of garbage that are calling for babies to be beheaded and children to be boiled in oil and women to be raped. These proud American young men defending the flag, defending what we stand for, and calling out these pieces of filth that have occupied our universities. They've tried to disrupt a few ceremonies thus far. They've been escorted out every time that it's happened. And I hope that trend continues. But friends, tonight, there is a turn in this nastiness. And that is that American young people who love their country are stepping up and being counted. How about the rest of us do that? How about the rest of us do that, especially on November 5th? You want the garbage that's on the college campus to continue to run the world? Re-elect Joe Biden. You want us to go in a different direction? You got to pick the other guy. And they're all scared of it, and they know it. Kevin McCullough, we're coming right back from Times Square in New York. So glad to have you with us on That Kevin Show. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
From New York, it's That Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Back to Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. That Kevin Show, yet to come tonight. More sketch comedy and, of course, the new music spotlight. We'll get into all of this as your weekend unfolds. But we are going to talk some serious stuff for the next little bit. Joining me is Jacqueline Toberoff. She is a hardworking mom, best-selling author, and columnist. Please make her feel welcome. Hello, Jacqueline. Welcome back. You have been writing ferociously on your social media and on your Substack, and your columns for Human Events are always so well-received. Your book laid out a lot of kind of the rationale for why you do what you do, Supermoms Activated. But you're living it out. New York is a hotbed of mess right now. And whether it's the mayor, whether it's the protests at the colleges, you've got your hands full nearly every single day. But this last week, you took on an issue that I don't think most Americans know anything about, and that is the supremacy and the dominance of an Islamic symbol beginning to show up in state capitals all over the country. Tell us what you found out.
So as it stands right now, there are 17 cities and states throughout America that have adopted the prominent Islamic 8-point star, or 8-point seal, as they call it. It is really a one world order under Islamist rule. We are seeing the conquering of American institutions, including big education. They are literally putting in their Islamist flags. But these new flags have a very specific design, and it is really the Pledge of Allegiance to Islam. It's the 8-point Islamic star,
which is, in essence, two squares laid over each other in alternating ways. So it, and if you don't look carefully, you can confuse it for the Star of David, which is triangles. But the point is, I want people to pay attention to this when they recognize it, because you've been documenting kind of every time a new one is unfurled somewhere. Where did it come from, and why is this phenomenon happening?
Well, my follow-up article is going to be from where I think it is originating. There are various Islamist organizations, some of which have been designated terrorist organizations, and they promise the injection of Islam through non-violence, but through symbols. This is very important. They are winning this without even firing a single shot. And we're seeing the manifestation again at these college campuses. They're putting up Hamas flags and other flags leading up to, the latest I saw was a Free Palestine with the 8-point star. It's all over. Once you see it, you cannot unsee it.
This week at Harvard, they actually took the American flag down and hoisted the Palestinian flag in its place. So it's not, sometimes it's not so subtle. But let me go back to what you just said about the Islamist organizations. Have they actively been petitioning lawmakers in these states or cities to adopt this? How is this going about kind of getting through under everybody's noses?
Well, I'm going through that now. But look, we have been infiltrated on all levels. That is obvious. You heard Mayorkas, someone who was working for him, was sympathetic towards Hamas. That is just one example. There are
not sympathetic. A donor,
right.
Someone who had been on the activist payroll for Hamas. I mean, it'd be one thing if you said, well, you know, I kind of see their perspective. It's another thing to write checks and to volunteer time and to give money.
This is right. And that's just one example. There are many. So we have been completely infiltrated on all levels. And look, the commonality here is it is an anti-American, anti-Judeo-Christian. This is not just anti-Israel or anti-Jew. It is fundamentally anti-Judeo-Christian ethos. And it is very much in favor of a one-world Islamist order. These flags are all the same design. It is replacing any sort of uniqueness, individuality, and freedom that we cherish here in America.
some people are hearing this for the first time and they're going to say, come on, Jacqueline, this is just a design. These guys are just coming up with shapes that they want to put on the flags. What's the argument that this is not by accident and it's not by happenstance, but is actually being directed? Are there Islamist groups on the record, for example, as pushing this through in these legislative bodies?
Right now, this is just like 2020 for COVID and learning loss. It is happening. We see it, but we're being told something else. They're gaslighting us. They're saying it's a rose compass, a snowflake, a star. Let me give you some numbers, because it is statistically impossible that they all settled upon this 8-point Islamist symbol. In Utah, there were 8,000 design submissions for a new flag. There were 6 finalists. 5 of the 6 finalists all had the 8-point star. What are the chances? Then you go to Minnesota. They had 2,000 flag designs. 5 finalists, 3 finalists had the 8-point star. This is coordinated. These numbers are statistically impossible that they just happened upon this, what they're calling starburst or snowflake or rose compass. No, it's a lie. We see it. This is the exact same symbol on the Iranian, on the city of Tehran and Iran's flag. This is the exact same symbol on the Ottoman Empire's flag. This is the exact same symbol on Iranian military intelligence flag. And it is the same symbol on many Muslim sites, actually on social media.
That is problematic in and of itself, but statistically, what you just described is, just call it what it is. It is impossible to be by chance. You said there are 17 jurisdictions, states, and cities thus far. What are the biggest ones that have adopted these symbols on their flags?
Firstly, Minnesota has a new flag with the 8-point star that is going up this May 11. The call to action is to call your state legislature.
That's going to be the state flag.
State flag, 8-point Islamic symbol. Now, one of the Marines who I interviewed in my Substack article, she says she is a trained intelligence warfare. That was what she trained in. And she said she believes that this is a national security risk. This is really something that we all have to look out for. The call to action, again, call your state legislature. Say you want to keep the original city or state flag, wherever you're calling from. Specifically, call Minnesota. This is Mary Kunesh, who put this through in the legislature. She appointed 13 people to a commission that oversees 5 million plus people in Minnesota. They made the decision, and we need to have it reversed.
So the state legislature is where the state flag is in jeopardy. What about cities that are doing this independent of the state government?
Well, actually, Albany, New York, where I am, is getting ready. They have a submission, again, 8-point star. There's Hutchinson. There is Wheeling, West Virginia. I mean, the list is...
Why are these states and cities even in need of new flags? Like, what is the premise by which they're coming to the people saying our old flag is really terrible, we've got to do a new one, and then the best they can come up with is an Islamic symbol?
Let's go back to Minnesota. The Marine that I interviewed, Donna Bergstrom, she said specifically that the reason why they were adopting a new flag was because the old one was racist and the new one is a reflection of the immigrants, the new immigrants that are coming. Those new immigrants in Minnesota are Somali Muslim.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The NYPD is admitting an officer accidentally shot his gun when police were clearing protesters out of Columbia University. Officials say a veteran emergency service unit sergeant was trying to gain entry into a locked office in Hamilton Hall last week when a firearm unintentionally went off. The bullet went into the office and didn't harm anyone. The incident occurred while the officers in riot gear were trying to clear out the protesters that forcibly took over the hall. A new study suggests that emissions from gas stoves are linked to increased rates of childhood asthma and premature death. The Stanford research published in the Journal of Science Advances indicates that a combination of pollutants may contribute to around 200,000 cases of asthma. Furthermore, long-term exposure to nitrogen dioxide from gas stoves could be responsible for up to 19,000 adult deaths annually. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And we're back. Welcome back to Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It may be a little bit bracing to you to hear that the states and municipalities are changing out their representative flags for flags that have inherently Islamic designs put within them. But when you understand that in places like Michigan and Minnesota and Utah, where large numbers of Islamic immigrants live, and these supposed needs to, you know, have flags surveyed and have, you know, suggestions given, and then the finalists all narrowed down, and then so many of the finalists to have the Islamic design embedded within is just patently absurd to say that this is by accident. If you want to know more about what Jacqueline Toberoff, my guest, has written about this, you can go to her Substack, which is Supermoms Activated, Substack.com, and you can check that out. And she's also writing for Human Events, and you can read more there. And there will be more. I would actually strongly encourage you to follow her on all the social media that you can. because she puts links up to this nonstop, and she works harder than just about anybody I know. So, Jacqueline, thank you for all of that. I want to go back to the idea of the inherent design in all of this. Is there an active campaign that you have uncovered that is intentionally doing this state to state, city to city? Are there groups that are dedicating themselves to this task? Are they going by other names? What's the methodology that you've uncovered thus far?
There are other groups. The question is how many. Again, some of them are designated terrorist organizations. Some of them are NGOs. And it's really terrifying how deep this goes. The design of this, again, is really under the guise of a unity flag. That is what they are calling it. They use this very flowery language to fool us. There's nothing unifying about this. It's really the erasure of...
Well, I'm just going to bet. I'm just going to go out on a limb here, be kind of crazy. I'm going to bet that almost none of them, if any, would have allowed a Star of David to appear alongside of the Islamic Star on any of these state flags.
Or a cross. But I think really the point of what you're saying is that we are Judeo-Christian, and it is highly suspicious that they are choosing this 8-point Islamist symbol. That's really the crux of the issue here. And if you look at the committees, the task force committees, specifically for Minnesota, which was founded by Scandinavians, Irish, British, German, the committee for the flag design excluded all of those groups. The first group it wanted was African heritage. Then it wanted Latino. There was no area necessitating anyone who was Christian or white or, again, Scandinavian, German, Irish, British. So the whole thing is just a farce. It's disgusting. And it is the erasure of the Judeo-Christian American ethos.
You mentioned some cities and you mentioned some states. Is there a particular political leaning in the states where this is happening? Do they happen to shade more blue? Is there more Democrat involvement in this effort?
Actually, no. Minnesota is all Democrat, the three branches there, but not all of the cities and states. It's really surprising. And there is a coordinated effort to really just, it seems like, to strong arm these people, the legislatures.
With guilt. They're gonna Islamo guilt them into doing this.
Yeah, there's definitely some leverage. We'll give you an endorsement. We will do this. We will lobby. We will show up in force, or we won't show up in force. There's a lot of that going on. And
is the Israel-Hamas conflict playing any role in this?
You know, you would be surprised how far back this goes. It seems like, again, COVID and lockdowns was the vehicle to really mainstream this. But I find new designs that actually started in 2018 before lockdowns. This is really, you know, you talk about Minnesota and Barack Obama. This has been in the works for a while, and everything was hidden. And then COVID happens and lockdowns happen. And we see so much. I mean, there's still so much we don't know, but we were exposed to so much. And this is just one of those things, but we can stop it.
So I'm assuming that in your article, there are a list of the cities and states that have already gone this direction. People want to get a hold of that list so they can start calling city councils and legislative bodies in these states. Where do they go?
So go to my Substack. I link all 17 cities and states. You can see the new flag that was either approved or proposed. They all have the 8-point symbol.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here he is from New York. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back to Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And it is that time, whether you are in desiring of the black, the beautiful black glossy with the white logo, or the one I am using tonight, and I am not confirming or denying whether or not there may be adult beverages in here. It's the white one with the black logo. It is time to be mugged in a New York City proportion. And tonight's winner, let me just get right to her, is Michelle Guillory of Prairieville, I think is the name of the, that's my eyes are getting worse. Prairieville, Louisiana. Yes. Or Louisiana. If you're from New Orleans, you say Louisiana, but, Prairieville, Michelle Guillory, you, congratulations. You are the winner. And if you want to take a chance, we're giving a mug away every weekend from now to the end of 2024. So get your registration in. That Kevin Show at gmail.com is where you send the email. In the subject line, you put mug or mugging or smug, as long as the word M-U-G appears somewhere in the email, then you are registered. And then in the body, put your address, put your preference. Do you want the black with the white logo or the white with the black logo? You got to make up that choice.
But send those to thatkevinshow@gmail.com and then be listening each weekend for your chance to win. Now, we have won tonight because a long-standing kind of fun thing that I like to talk about is finally being able to be unveiled here on That Kevin Show, and that is the beautiful world of travel. But maybe you're kind of like me, and you're a workhorse, and you stay indoors too much, and you need to get out, and you're saying, it's such a big thing to do to think, oh, I got to get out of here and get to a beach. How do I do that? What's the big picture and all that? Well, Eric the Travel Guy is my next guest, and he's joining us from an undisclosed paradise. Eric the Travel Guy, welcome to That Kevin Show.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me. This is a fantastic opportunity.
Well, and since we're sitting here in the middle of the weekend evening, and you're obviously somewhere where the sun is shining, I am very jealous because it's really beautiful wherever you are. So thank you for taking time out to be with us. But let's jump into that. People want to travel. It's spring is in the air. They've got the gumption to go. How do you take the big picture and narrow that down and end up on a beach? How do you do that?
Well, if you don't mind, I have a question for you. How long have you been doing That Kevin Show, Kevin?
Well, in three different iterations, about a dozen years.
I see. And we've been friends a long time. And this is the first time that you've asked me to be on your show.
Yeah.
So apparently you're just getting around to realize. Oh,
you have a chip on your shoulder about this, do you?
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. All I'm saying is I'm happy, no matter how long it's taken you, to figure out how important travel really is. So this is a good step. This is a great first step, Kevin.
It's a piece of therapy. It's a piece of therapy for my recovery. This is what it is.
Isn't it all? I mean, it really is. We're all on some sort of program. It's absolutely true. But in all seriousness, thank you for having me. I do appreciate that because, again, I find this to be, especially this time of year, especially if you live in the Northeast or you live in the North where there's four seasons, you live out West where there's in the mountains, maybe this time of year, you're like, you know what? I want to get out there. I want to do it. But it can be so overwhelming. It can be almost debilitating, and people end up not going because they're like, I don't know. It's too expensive. Takes too much time. Right. I'm going to miss too much work. That's the unfortunate downside of travel.
So in just a couple of ideas, how can we reverse that trend in our current situation?
I think it's a really good idea. First of all, I think you need to start deciding. You and I, we're going to be older by the time this interview is over. We will have been on this planet longer.
Technically, everybody will, but yes.
That's exactly right. See, so no one is exempt from, you know, time waits for no one, as they say. And just like the trains in Switzerland, the time runs on time. So I think maybe today might be a good day. I tell people to decide, well, what are you living for? You know, travel should be one of those things that, you know, why are you working so hard? Why are you saving that money? What are you doing with it? If travel's not a part of it, that's a big problem to me, big time. So I think it starts in your mind. And I'll tell you, Kevin, listen, I spent a lot of time at airports. I spent a lot of time in cruise ports. I spent a lot of time on cruise ships, in airplanes, at hotels. And I can tell you, there's plenty of Karens and Kens out there that have this entitlement situation going on. They're stressed out. People tend to think that sometimes they can get away from their problems just by traveling. Well, I assure you, if you got problems at home, they're going to follow you on the road. That's not the point. The point is to actually go. And when you start in your own mind, then the logistics of travel will be a lot less taxing and annoying. And you can get to what you're supposed to be getting to, which is this. Parents. Yeah.
My bride and I are in a unique stage of life. Our kids are actually old enough to have conversations, take care of their own bathroom business, be able to be somewhat responsible. And I've noticed that traveling is something that we do as a family is a lot of fun. And now there's like a little heartbeat inside of me that wants to take them to Europe, to Jerusalem, to other places for our faith or history or culture that we think are important. And so this is something that I think over the next, if you arced our last 10 years versus the next 10 years, my desire is that we quadruple the amount of travel that we've done with the kids because this window of time is not going to be there long.
No, that's exactly right. And you're getting into that second phase of having children and traveling, because the first phase, of course, is that, you know, we're going to grandma's house. And that's fine. You know, the kids don't care where you're going. They're in the car. They're like dogs, you know, like they're excited to have the windows down and they're going. then they start to have opinions about where they want to go, you know, as they continue to age. Like, Dad, can we do this? Mom, can we do that? And so, yeah, you're getting to that second. You don't want to bring somebody to Europe when they're three. They're not going to remember it. But they're getting older. So that's one of the first things I tell people is they say, how do we do it? How do we do it? How do we do it? Do you have a passport? Statistically speaking, about 43% of the viewers don't even have a passport.
Hmm.
That's a lot of people in the United States. So you say, okay, now you don't have to leave the country. That's the other thing I tell people is that travel can be defined however you want to define it. You go to California, it's travel. You go to the neighboring town and have dinner in a restaurant you've never been to before, that's travel. It may sound kind of silly to say it that way, but it's true. And so you could just begin to widen that circle out, and you'll soon realize the world is a pretty small place. With the advent of jet engines, we can be just about anywhere in 3, 5,
very
10,
short periods of time. I was reminded of that last year when we, the bride and I went to Italy and came home, and it was like we hadn't left. And it was like, that's sad. We were just there yesterday. Eric, the travel guy is his name. Yes. Eric Hastings is his complete name. But if you want to know more about what Eric is doing, ericthetravelguy.com. It's That Kevin Show from New York. Stay here.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's That Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Teddy Swims.
Something's got a hold of me lately. Oh, I don't know myself anymore.
Did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I lose control when you're not next to me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem is I want your body like bad habit, bad habits. How to break when I'm with you? Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real fool. Oh, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth can't see the forest through the trees. Got to get down on my knees.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.